Okay, Gary, back to 50 points, and that was always going to be the target to make sure that you stayed up.
Yeah, I was just asking if we can put the 250 points together, and then we'll win the league then. But, look, it's fantastic. I've been proud of them all season, you know, but extremely proud of them today. And we've done it the hard way once again. But the thing that shined through this season is the spirit, the togetherness, the mentality, and, you know, not just the players, but the fans and everyone together at the club. I think it's been a huge effort. It's been a hugely demanding season, one of the most demanding I've experienced as a manager. But, we've kind of relished it. We've turned that, what could be a negative, into a mentality to be positive with it. And I think that showed through, especially in the second half today, and typified what we've been all season.
You weathered a real storm in the first half. There were a lot of long throws into the box, a lot of corners into the box. You were one down. And you made a bit of a switch in terms of the midfield for the second half.
Yeah, I just felt in the first half we were losing all the second balls. That was giving them momentum, and that was making them put them in a position where we were having to be in our box. And then obviously set plays, long throw-ins. You know, if that carried on, you know, momentum of that, then it's only going to go one way. So we made a bit of a tactical change at half time, and I think that allowed us then to get on top of them on the second balls and gave us momentum. And we know we had the quality. There was glimpses in the first half that they could be got at, but we needed to do that more consistently, and I think we did that in the second half. So yeah, they took the tactical change really well, and we managed to get the momentum with us and get on top of those second balls, which was the most crucial bit in this game, and then our quality shone through in the end.
The goals were all clinical in their own way, and you could say that those who were notionally the wide players might have been criticised quite a bit in the last 3 or 4 months. Three of them have scored today.
Yeah, well, we were able to be in, you know, looking at the game, as I said, that's where we were suffering in the first half, but I knew if we can get on top of those second balls, using that shape, we'll be able to get those creative players in good positions, and that proved to be the case, and we scored good goals at good times as well, which helps, and kind of never let them really get anything back at us, you know, even when it was only one goal difference, when we had 2-1, I think we controlled it really well and got the third goal at the perfect time and saw the game out really well. So, no, a great reaction and response in that second half.
Playing with his head up, Shea, to create that second, wasn't he? And the easy ball would have been to give it to Juki at the back post, but he picked out his man.
Yeah, exactly. It's decision making, isn't it? And that's something for us to get better at moving forward. You know, there's been times this season where we've got into really good positions and probably not made the right decision. But you know, today the decision making in that second half was exactly where it needed to be, and we showed how clinical we can be as well. So no credit to the players. It was tough. We knew it was going to be difficult here. Rotherham are fighting for their lives. They showed that in the first half especially. So the fact that we came out the second half, got on top of the things that we needed to do and able to produce the goals that we did, the most important bit is, yeah, it's the most important 3 points of our season.
March was a really tough month on and off the field for this football club. To go unbeaten through April so far, with the fixture list that you had, and with the fact that the teams that were below you have picked up probably more results than might have been expected, that's a real testament to the effort of these lads.
Yeah, for sure. But we've had, you know, you think right back to the start, a lot, even before ball was kicked, we were expected to be in a relegation fight, and considering what pretty much the same squad has been through, we've had a small squad trying to keep everyone fit and go through, you know, push through some niggles and bumps and bruises. I think that's just all added to the mentality, and we've had pressure or adversity all season. So even in the period where we're in March, which wasn't good for us, you know, having a fixture list in this month that we've had is nothing different to what we've been facing all season in terms of our mentality. So I said it all along, you know, I trust in these players to come through and push and show that commitment and effort and show their quality, and they've done that so many times this season, and they're a credit to the club. The most important bit this season was to make sure that, you know, our fans were connected again and we were unified, but they can be proud of a team that's wearing that shirt, and I think this team have done that this season, you know, in bucket loads.
Just finally, for you personally, what's the overriding emotion tonight?
I'm just proud. I really am. Just said it to them there. I've been proud all season. They're such a great bunch to work with. Honest. Yeah, we have our limitations. We know what our weaknesses are. I've said it before. We need to work on that. That's the part of moving forward. But what they've given in that shirt this season is something to be really proud of. And having that that unified club again. You know, the fans, you can see again the amount of fans that travelled and support that they're giving the players. And we've been through a lot all together, you know, this season. It's been very, very difficult, if I'm honest with you. But we've had the mentality to be positive, you know, with it and try and use that as motivation. And I think that's what's helped us succeed.